Pope Benedict XVI released his message for the upcoming World Day of Peace today. The theme he is dedicating January 1st, 2007 to is the human person, the heart of peace. Catherine Smybert has this report.
In the 14-page document, Pope Benedict makes an urgent appeal to every Christian that they be committed to tireless peacemaking and strenuous defence of the dignity of the human person as well as their inalienable rights. The Holy Father says he's convinced that it's respect for the person which best promotes peace, and that in building peace the foundations are laid for an authentic integral humanism. During the launch held at the Vatican Press Office, President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Renato Raphael Martino, explained that by replacing apathy with action, a serene future is prepared for coming generations. The Cardinal explains it was the Pope's observance of this year's situation in the Middle East that especially encouraged some of the key parts of his peace message.
It was really terribly sorry for the fact that in the recent war in Lebanon, the principles and the conventions of humanitarian law were not observed. And so this is the reason that he recommends the observance of the existing humanitarian law and also encourages to develop this humanitarian law, taking into account the new situations that we can have from terrorist attacks, and the Pope exhorts the international community to do whatever could be done to improve the situation.
In the message, the Pope decries varying threats to peace, such as hunger, poverty, abuse of women and children, and regimes he says are persecuting Christians or imposing a single religion on their people. The entire second part of the message actually examines what the Pope calls an ecology of peace, where, as Cardinal Martino explains, he notes environmental harm as a menace to a harmonious world.
Pope Benedict tells us that there is an ecology of peace, and this expands. It's important that the human person be in the middle of creation, of the environment, and respecting each other and nature. And again, ecology of peace tells us that we have to face all those problems and try to solve them, so that we are stewards of the creation and we have to pass it on to future generations as better as we can. And this is a call to help those countries who need help in order to become protagonists of their future.
The Pope will personally deliver the message on January 1st, 2007. I'm Catherine Smybert.